Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Cara DeFalco. Our next guest is considered the world's leading relationship coach. She is revolutionizing the dating world by giving men and women the tools and skill set to attract, date, and get the person of their dreams through her unique curriculum, the Wing Girl Method. She's host of the popular Ask Women podcast and the author of the best-selling book, That's Not How Men Work. It is great to say hello to Marnie Kinross. Marnie, welcome back to the show.
Wow, I sound awesome.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You know, these introductions, we should become your agent. This is tremendous.
Seriously,
I love this.
Wow. Well done. He is a better co-host.
Yes, see that? There you go. That's what we like to hear.
Very good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks terrific. For joining us. So tell us a little bit about what you do, how you got into this whole Wing Girl method and what you're doing.
Well, I wish I could say that, you know, I dreamed as a child to grow up and be a Wing Girl, and I always had plans for it, but it really just happened randomly. I was at a singles mixer when I was in my mid-20s. I was at a rabbi's house at a singles mixer, so you know how pushy they are.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was fun. I went window shopping. I actually just met my husband a couple of weeks earlier, so I didn't like anybody really stuck out. But I noticed that a lot of the guys weren't talking to women, and nobody was really approaching or interacting.
It was like the seventh grade school dance.
Yeah, exactly. It's completely like that. And so I said, I have to help this out. I'm going to start taking some guys over and make some introductions to women. So I grabbed men. I had them start the conversation with women, or I started it for them. Then I helped facilitate the conversation. And when things were going well, I backed off. And then I kept doing that for numerous people in the room. And by, you know, the end of the night, people were interacting, exchanging numbers. One group were making out with each other.
Hey.
Oh,
so
my.
I went home. I know. I did a good job. And
look
I was at
you.
A rabbi's house. So they were like being racy there. I felt pretty good about myself.
Wow. In front of the rabbi. Oh, my God.
Yes. He's very progressive.
Oh.
So it was fun. And so I went home and I said, I want to be a Wing Girl. I loved what I did tonight. And my roommate challenged me and said, I don't think that guys would ever want that service. And I'm glad that he challenged me, because if he had said that's awesome, I probably wouldn't have done it. But I went into my room and I posted that on Craigslist advertising for a Wing Girl. And by the next morning, I woke up and I had over 75 responses
from
guys.
Wow.
So I started. And then, you know, it's obviously transformed from what I was initially offering. And now it's a big website where people from all over the world come to my website to read my blog, to listen to my podcast, to buy my at-home programs, to do coaching with me internationally. So it's grown into something really large. And my roommate was wrong. A lot of men want this and need this, which is absolutely amazing for any woman that's listening to hear that men really do want to understand them, and they want to understand how to be with them so that they can have the best options available for them as well.
You provide the keys to the kingdom. Let me tell you this, as a man, I'm not afraid to say we are all talk and no walk. We say we know what we're doing. We are so inept and so stupid on so many different levels. When it comes to dealing with the opposite sex and obtaining what we want with the opposite sex, we don't know what the hell we're doing. So thank God for somebody like you.
Thank you. And I will say, listen, I don't want to, like, you know, put men down, because I think I have the pleasure of working with absolutely amazing men. But it's on the other side for women as well. Like, the thing is that we get into relationships with people, or let's say it's not even like a serious relationship. It's just, you know, casual or fun or dating or whatever it is. But we fail to understand that other person that we are connecting with, partnering up with, working with. Instead, we only focus on ourselves, and that makes for miscommunication and rocky paths that are no good for us. So the more that we understand each other, because I will say women are completely baffled by men as well, just as baffled as men are.
Yes,
really.
So I think
absolutely.
Both sides need to understand.
Wow, I'm learning so much here today.
I know, right?
So you're baffled by us. There's not much to be baffled by with a man. We don't really hide much, do we? We have our wants, our desires. We throw them out there, and we kind of make it clear what we want right from the beginning.
But that's why you're so darn confusing, because we don't do it that way.
I know.
Because we're like, you must be hiding something. You must really want something else that you're not saying, and I'm going to figure it out. So it's just confusing, because you work so differently from us that it becomes baffling.
Marnie, I'm so picturing you like Will Smith in the movie Hitch. That's
what people compare me to a lot.
That's
yeah,
totally
I
what
I
am
like
envisioning as you describe what you do.
I try to be. I try to be. I try to be the person whispering in their ear and making them into better, stronger men who get what they want without being jerks.
I wow. love it. Do you find that, you know, as we head into the holiday season now, is this a good or a bad time to meet someone and start a new relationship, or like should you just kind of like wait till after the holidays and start fresh in the new year?
The thing is that everybody is so much more open now, and it's a season called cuffing season.
Really?
That starts right after Halloween. Okay. Because it's getting cold, the holidays are coming, there's family pressures, there's all these things where people are around loved ones, and people who are single feel a little bit left out, so people want to cuff up for cuffing season and be wow. tied to somebody else so they can hibernate at home. The challenge is that when you do meet somebody new during this time, because there's all this family and friends and all these things that are extremely intimate, it can either get, you know, high pressure for you if you've just started dating somebody and you're not really sure how to navigate around the holiday season, how to incorporate them into your life because you don't know what they are to you yet.
Mm-hmm.
And also the challenge is that because of all these things, you're distracted and you have a lot of plans. So it's hard to give to somebody new during this time. So it can be absolutely amazing. I say it's a great time to go out and meet people because there's so many social gatherings available to you, but it can also be challenging for those who have just met each other and started dating.
Because it accelerates everything. If all of a sudden you meet somebody December 2nd and you hit it off and all right, maybe,
yeah.
it's kind of like just like the bar thing at first. Maybe there's a hookup here and there, whatever. And then all of a sudden, December 23rd, you go into somebody's house and you're singing Christmas carols and you're drinking hot
yeah.
chocolate and you're meeting Aunt Franny when you wouldn't have met
yeah.
Aunt Franny for 6 freaking months from now.
Yes.
And that's a lot of pressure. And it takes yeah. it. You go from 0 to 60 in like 6 seconds, and it shouldn't happen that fast.
Well, it shouldn't happen that fast, and that's why communication is really important, because I think the pressure is put onto everybody from themselves, right? And obviously, sometimes there's external pressure from mm-hmm. family members and friends and from the other person that you're dating. But as long as you're clearly communicating to yourself and communicating to the other person, like, you know, obviously this is holiday time, these are the things that I'm doing, I want to incorporate you in this, but, you know, I want to be clear, I'm enjoying what's happening here, but I still would like to go slow. So there's nothing wrong with explaining where you're at so that the other person has a clear understanding and you're not thinking, oh God, she thinks I want to marry her
right.
because I'm bringing her. So yeah, it's just about like getting really clear on what it is that you're doing and then communicating that to the other person in a way that isn't hurtful.
So if we're cuffing and if we're in the middle of cuffing season, is it more difficult to just hook up if that's what you're looking to do in November and December?
Is it more typical?
No, is it more difficult?
What?
Is it harder to
no.
go to the bar on a Friday night and find somebody for the little Friday night stand and you don't want to get involved in the cuffing and the hot chocolate and all the other stuff?
No, it's like
really?
Going out on Valentine's Day. That's like the
wow.
best hookup night ever.
Wow. See, now, I've been married 22 years, so I'm only saying all this hypothetically because my wife might be listening to the show right now.
Yeah.
Wow, so it's even yeah. easier right now.
Before we were on air, you told me how you never go out anymore, you don't
no.
look at women. That's really great
no.
of you.
I am a saint. You know what? I might as well be dead down there because I don't even look
yeah.
at anything anymore. So, wow.
But, and you know what, actually, Marnie, that kind of brings me to another question, and I don't know if this is necessarily your area of expertise. For people, and I'm also married, not for quite as long as it has been, but married nonetheless. Is there, you know, a way to, like, celebrate this time of year and kind of, I guess, like, bring some romance and some heat back into an already established relationship?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That doesn't need to be during cuffing season. That can be during the entire year. But as a man or a woman, if you want to play up and maybe role play a little bit with the cuffing season,
hey.
And or even just on your own. You don't really have to role play as somebody else. But you can spark up a relationship at any time. It just requires effort
mm-hmm.
and sticking with it, even if your partner doesn't respond to you initially because they're a little put off by what you're doing.
Because they're like, what are you doing?
They're like, why are you flirting with me? Why are you being nice? Like, so you can initiate that at any time of the year. But yeah, cupping season for sure. It's like there's a lot of things romantically that you can do that can like spark some love and attraction during the holiday season. This is the time for it, right?
That's right.
This is what's been manufactured for us.
Yes.
Right. Time for jolliness and love.
Yes. It's the whole thing. It's what makes the holidays even more special. Little nookie here and there never hurt anybody. Right?
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Well, tell us all the places once again that people can find you online or anywhere. Where can people find you when they want more of you?
They want more of me. The main place to go to is winggirlmethod.com. Whether you're a man or a woman, there's information on that website for you. And that will lead you to all the other places that you can find me, including my podcast, which is really popular. It's called Ask Women. It's awesome. It's mainly meant for men, but I will say we have a large female audience that writes to me constantly saying how much they're learning about men because of what we talk about on the show.
She is single-handedly ending loneliness everywhere. Marnie Kinross, thank you once again for joining us here on America
thank
Weekend.
You.
Stay with us
thank
more.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stay with us more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.